I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. Welcome to Second Date Update. How can we help you with Sam?
Good morning. If you guys can get him to pick up the phone, that would be a start.
Well, if you can, I don't know if we can either. But so he's not responding to anything, Jenny?
No, not in 2 whole weeks.
Okay.
Dang. Can you tell us, like, go back to the date itself? Like, how did it go? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I thought it was really cool. It was nice and easy. We warmed up with cappuccinos. We had a really great conversation.
Okay, so the classic coffee date, which we're a fan of. And how did the conversation go? What did you talk about?
I feel like we covered everything. We talked about work, our families, pop culture. He was teasing me a bit for having a K-beauty obsession, but to be fair, he thought I meant K-pop. So,
okay. Do you know what that is, PT?
No, what's
K-beauty?
Sorry.
Okay, so we can understand his confusion. All right, so you say you got along really well with Sam, Jenny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was positive I was going to hear from him right away. We had great chemistry.
Is there anything that we should know about that might have been an awkward moment or a red flag or yellow flag or whatever?
I mean, there was maybe a couple of, like, awkward pauses, but I think that's the norm on a first date, right? So, yeah. I mean, nothing crazy came up, I promise.
Well, if our show is any indication, it's pretty normal. All right, so we've heard all of this before, Jenny, so, and that's, you know, could be good news for you because these things, you know, you never know if they're going to work out or not, but hopefully we're going to get some answers. So I want you to hold on. I know you've heard some of these crazy stories on Second Date Update, but we'll hopefully get some answers here from Sam and who knows, maybe get you to a second date. At least get him to respond to your text or call. So hang tight, Jenny.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Sam, please?
Yep, this is him. What's going on?
Hi, Sam. First of all, good morning. And it's not a sales call or anything like that. We do have to tell you up front that we are on the radio this morning because we're Thunder and PT and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. And we heard from someone that you met recently on a first date.
She kind of asked if we could reach out to you on her behalf.
Yeah. Do you remember Jenny? You guys went out for a coffee date a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. What for?
Okay. So she told us that, Sam, that she really enjoyed her time with you, sitting down, conversing, getting along, connecting on all kinds of levels. But she hasn't heard from you since your for your first date a couple of weeks ago.
Would you mind telling us why you haven't gotten back to her?
Her obsession. It doesn't work for me.
Okay, is this about her interest in K-beauty or something?
No. That was harmless enough. At least she's not in the teenage boy bands, right? That's kind of what I thought it was at first.
Okay, then could you just tell us what the issue is with Jenny?
She's got like a packet of these wipes, these sanitizer wipes or whatever, and she goes to town with them, man.
Okay, so like, she overuses them, or
yeah, it's borderline OCD. I mean, she used one before she ate her cookie. Fair enough, cool. But when I came back from the restroom, everything was wet. She must have wiped down the entire table. I mean, I was like coughing, I was sneezing. I don't know. Okay. I'm kind of starting to think I've developed an allergy to these things.
You spilled your cappuccino. I just wanted to leave the table clean for the next people.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. I'm don't sorry. Tell me. Yeah, Jenny. I thought she was on hold, and she's actually. We talked to her on the radio here a few minutes ago, and then we called you up, and I thought. Anyway, Jenny, what's going on here with this these sanitizing wipes?
It's flu season. What do you want? I'm just trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to protect both of us.
Did you sanitize your phone before answering it?
I did. Doesn't everyone?
Okay, maybe not everyone.
The phone?
I mean, Jenny. Okay. So you're just a little overzealous with the wipes.
Jenny, you can do what you want, all right? Why use the one that smells like a swimming pool crossed with dryer sheets? I mean, don't you think that stinks? Like, I still have it ingrained in my brain.
First of all, phones are dirtier than toilets, okay? And it's scented, and it kills 99-something% of germs.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Is it the need to sanitize everything, Sam, that was bugging you, or the smell?
Or both?
More the smell, but definitely the need.
You just don't want to be with somebody that... And do you think you, Jenny, do you think you do clean, like, more than most people you know? Do you think it's an inadequate amount of sterilization and sanitation? Or do you just think you're normal?
I think most people don't clean enough, and that's where they get sick all the time.
Right. So you're just trying to stay healthy. But she was wiping everything down. Sam, when you came back from the bathroom, you could tell that everything had been wiped down.
And everything.
Yeah.
The chair as well. I'm surprised she didn't start mopping the floor.
That's a lot. All right. So, listen, I mean, I like the smell of bleach, but could you, Sam, overlook Jenny's need for sanitizer and possibly give her another chance? Because we got some connections. Maybe a second day would be on us.
I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. If I wanted to hang out in the scent of a car air freshener, I'd be dating a taxi. And not the driver. I mean the actual car.
Wow, you are so rude. You know, your chair was sticky, so you're welcome. But I wouldn't date you if the other option was living with 13 cats. So, you know, at least the cats would be cuddly.
Okay, so it seems like the only...
Geez. They'd probably be shaved and wiped down.
Oh, all right. So the only thing you guys agree on is that you don't want to see each other again. I'm guessing, Jenny, now that's the way you feel.
Yeah, no, he's totally rude. Okay. Not my type.
Well, let's wipe another one.
Hey.
Into the record
clean
book.
Slate.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, I guess that sums it up. Jenny, Sam, good luck staying disinfected, and thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Reflex.